sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've been standing out my whole life, but yeah, you know, you get a little nervous around work colleagues, right?
You do, don't you?
Yeah. You want to set a, you want to be fun and you don't want to forget that it's fun.
Yeah.
Learning is supposed to be fun.
Well, hey there, HVAC pros and enthusiasts. Are you ready to take your skills to the next level? The HVACR Learning Network has just launched an exciting new e-learning course, High Performance Heat Pumps. And guess what? We're giving you free access to the first two chapters. Whether you're in the field, training for that next step, or simply want to sharpen your expertise, this course is packed with everything you need to understand and master high-performance heat pump systems, especially inverter-driven cold climate heat pumps. And the best part? You can access it anytime, anywhere, right from your favorite mobile device. It's HVACR learning made flexible and convenient for you. So what are you waiting for? Click the link. Dive into the HVACR Learning Network and start your free trial today. Your journey to HVACR mastery begins here.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we're good. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again on Did You Know, the ESCO HVAC Podcast. So today, dude, we are having so much fun. So I spent some time in the car hill called the road. Mac, the HVAC Mac, if you don't already know from social media. Man, we've been kind of like chatting back and forth, you know, I've just been watching what you're doing. You're watching what I'm doing. I'm like, dude, we got to get together sometime. And then, you know, at the conference every year, like we've had the Brian D. Baker Scholarship for quite a few years, right? And like his goal was to leave a legacy to be able to support educators in the industry, right? And to give them as much opportunity to get the resources they need, especially that coming to the conference. And you're a recipient of that this year,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And so we got to talk about this, man, because I'm telling you, I think you and I could, like, we can entertain this entire show.
Listen, let me start off by saying it's very exciting and it's very honorable for Fluke and for ESCO to send us out here. Yeah. And do not forget that it is Vegas after all.
There's
a lot of strange things to see, including strange instructors, right? Dressing up, come around the corner and see you this morning.
Yeah, they're like,
perfect.
What?
Perfect. And I had a small sliver of doubt on whether I was going to wear this ridiculous hat.
Did you really? Isn't it crazy, man, like to stand out?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes?
Standing out my whole life. But yeah, you know, you get a little nervous around work colleagues, right?
You do, don't you?
Yeah. You want to set a, you want to be fun and you don't want to forget that it's fun.
Yeah.
Learning is supposed to be fun.
It is supposed to be fun.
End of the day. We can still be serious. We can still wear hats.
Yeah.
We can still talk, shoot the breeze and all that. But
yeah,
don't forget to have fun.
Yeah, and I think, unfortunately, that happens so much in the industry.
It does.
Is, you know, we get stuck in this rut of, okay, this is what we're supposed to look like. This is what we're supposed to do, supposed to teach, because we've done this for 50 years and nothing's mm-hmm. ever changed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we all go, that don't work anymore.
It doesn't. Right? And from my perspective, I'd argue, did it ever work for a guy like me?
I agree.
I went to four-year schools trying until I found my way in trade school, and I just... I want to try it differently.
Yeah.
I want my students to be engaged, laugh, have fun, dress up, bring your issues into the educational place where it's safe to bring up these issues of all kinds.
Dude, didn't that, like, you know? So when we think about, like, what we do, it took me a while to understand exactly what we do. Like, we're not just, like, teachers. We're mentors.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
We are educators of minds, not just for the technical stuff they need to know, but like how they're going to be successful, how they're going to communicate with people. They may end up in our classes because they think it's like shop class and they've had no other place to go because they didn't fit in the regular classes. And then their counselor might go, you know what? HVAC, you know, those shop classes, those might be right for you. Mm-hmm. And that might have been like the most intelligent person the school ever had, but they didn't understand, right? Because communication is not the same for everyone.
Agreed.
I communicate like my skills, my love language is acts of service. Man, I want to fix something for you.
Yeah.
Like when I go to my families, I don't care if it's vacation. If I can fix something for you, man, I get something out of that.
You had said something in one of your most recent podcasts. I want to say two of them ago
mm-hmm.
that really stuck with me. Do we teach HVAC? Absolutely. Yes, we do. There's some stuff where we're kind of teaching you how to progress into adulthood.
No betting.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
When you have your driver's license, you probably shouldn't get a reckless driving charge.
Yeah.
Right? You should probably start showing up on time.
Yeah.
Right? Things that we take for granted being in this for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And we do a lot of that. So love it. But at its core, fun.
Yeah.
Always fun.
Man, you know, and I think like once I started having fun doing this work, because there's times this work ain't fun, right?
Agreed.
You crawl in that crawl space and you got a dead cat in the corner and you got to go grab a stick or a shovel to move it out of the way to get to that duck. That ain't no fun.
I mean, big fellas, trying to make sure you stay on beams.
Yeah.
Big fellas.
Yeah. Right? Getting up in an attic someplace, man, trying to balance. Yeah. Dude, I was in like 2 years and I thought I was getting good at going across rafters and they were all spaced out about, you know, 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were running all new duct and I'm running through, right? Running through, because they're all spaced the same, running through, back and forth. 10 times probably until I got to the duck that was at the one just past where I'd been running to that ended up being 30 inches instead of 24. Uh-oh. Right. And so through a ceiling I go. Oh. Right. You know, so those kind of things, those are out there.
Yeah.
But then the fun stuff, man, I think that's why I still love doing this, because I like the fun stuff.
I agree. It keeps you young at heart.
Yeah.
Laughter really is the best medicine, and that is the most engaging medicine. All of our students, if they are laughing, if they're standing up, if they're moving around, if they're not sitting at a computer doing study hall, those are all wins for the day.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that we take that opportunity to celebrate them.
I do
anytime
too.
There's laughter in the classroom, anytime there's a dress-up day, we should probably lean into that stuff. Because I look at this thing as I'm not a trained four-year teacher of any kind.
No.
I'm a technician.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That stumbled into teaching thing by doing field tech training.
Yeah.
And so how did I want my teachers to engage with me?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Make it real.
Make
a product that makes it worth getting up and coming to school for.
Dang. Isn't that it?
Especially when the cost of education goes up.
Yeah.
And so you and I can't control that, but we can control the product that we put out. It's our responsibility to reach the price point.
It is. So, dang. You know? When you look at it from that perspective, that's 100% what it is.
Right.
Right.
I can't control the price. It goes up regardless whether I show up or not.
Yeah.
I have to deliver to it. Period.
Yeah. And if I'm delivering, my value is going up.
That's it.
And it doesn't stop. And that's the beauty of what we do. And I think if we don't relay that in our classrooms, that's a mistake, you know, because we have so many students that come to us that have potential.
Oh, all of them. Every last one of them.
Yeah. And so if we can help like show them their potential and then also go, okay, I'm going to help you with these tools and you're going to see that you are going to set your value. You're going to set what you're worth in the future, and just the choices that you make are going to change that.
I just think too, you gain a lot of cachet from other students when you make them have fun. Then they start listening to you. Then they start believing in you. Then the key thing after all that is they start believing in themselves.
Yeah,
because I noticed at our school, at our trade school in Dallas, we have a lot of kids who don't hear a lot of positive thoughts.
I know.
If they start out with the fun, they start to listen to you, and then they start to believe in themselves, and then you see the light bulb go off.
Then it's gone.
And if we can get that going off real quick,
3, 4, 5, 6 months,
then we've got another 6 months to a year where we can
help fine-tune them, put them in the right direction.
And we have their attention.
Yeah.
And I feel like dressing up does that.
It does, man. You know?
Even a big hole.
It lets people get comfortable in their skin, right?
Yeah.
Right? And because sometimes, like, we think about, like, someone who, like, acts out in a classroom. There was a time where you got punished for that.
Yeah.
You come to my class, you get to run the chalkboard or whatever we're doing, right? It's because we've never looked at why, right?
Right.
It's the why. Like, take equipment, right? We learn how to work on equipment. You know, that's one thing. If you understand how that equipment operates, you can work on any of them, right? So let's think about that like in a classroom. Someone comes into our classroom. If we only look at the problem and not that sequence of operation, like what? Why is that problem, right?
Yeah.
What did that student encounter that threw that sequence of operation out of whack? And what can I do to help get that sequence of operation back in? And if you can do that, and you can help guide someone back into their own sequence of operation, it's gold.
It is. It's gold. It's fun. And it's challenging to have multiple students, 20, 30 plus, and they all have their own way of looking at things.
Yeah.
It's really, 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 really fun.
Yeah.
And I encourage anybody who is still a technician that wonders if they could dabble.
Yeah.
Just jump.
Yeah.
Stop wondering.
Could I do it? I didn't.
Yeah. Just jump. Just do it. Just come join us.
It took someone like you to encourage me to jump.
Right.
So I thought I'd be a technician my whole life.
Same. I thought I'd turn wrenches the rest of my life.
Yeah. It was good money. I love fixing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Thank you. I'm grateful you're here. I'm glad you're here. I love them paychecks, right? Yeah. And I had a recruiter reach out, and he's like, so I'd spent like 16 years working part-time at AutoZone while I was in the field, right?
Did you really?
Yeah, I had kids. I had my own junk vehicles I had to fix, right? That 20% discount was awfully good.
It was.
Yeah, right?
Funny story.
Yeah.
I worked at AutoZone too for a little bit. Yeah, I was at one point I was a commercial parts delivery guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
For them.
Yeah.
I did. Had fun. It's funny how every job you have kind of prepares you for what you're doing now.
It builds.
Right?
Dude, you know how I got into this?
How?
I had a mobile DJ business when I was a teenager.
Did you really?
Cliff's Music on the Move. I was
no kidding.
From like 14 to like 21. And then I was like, all right. And so I went to college for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
For TV, radio, film. Realized that I had to sit in the class. I couldn't work on anything. I was like, so that's how I got into the trades.
Similar. Political science. I was going to save the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was one of them. I think at one point, music also.
Yeah.
I mean, I must have went to community college like 4 different times.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And just never really got engaged into it.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I wasn't giving it every bit that I had.
Right.
But in trade school, you walk through the door and it kind of, something clicks.
Yeah.
Right? And then you start building your life with your hands.
Yeah.
We had a presenter here. That was my trade school teacher in Waco, Texas.
Really?
David Brennan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he was
great
my teacher
dude.
In trade school.
Oh, me and him got in so much trouble a couple years ago.
Did
I have to
you?
Tell you about that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was my teacher at Texas State Technical College in Waco.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was also a DJ for a little bit, too.
No way.
Yeah, Austin, Texas.
Isn't that crazy, man?
It is.
It's like you bit those skills, those things that you enjoyed along the way. It's like this field allows that, right? If you're going to become... you know, a 9-to-5er, right? You're going to become a insurance salesperson. You know what you're doing the rest of your life?
What are you doing?
You're selling insurance.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
When you get in these trades,
mm-hmm.
you don't know day to day. I mean, it can be every job, every day can be a different opportunity, different experience. I mean, something that you've never seen before. I mean, dude, look at us. Look what we're doing today.
Yeah, right. Dressed up, out here shaking babies and kissing hands. Right?
And somebody paid us to do this.
Yeah, can you believe that? We're out here learning and having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Like you said, to piggyback off what you're talking about, you don't know day to day. You really don't know day to day. Even in the teaching side, you don't know what problems come up.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to the technician part of this where you don't know what you're going to face, what battles. All you have to do is be prepared to deal with change as it comes.
Yeah.
And by extension of that, the way I view things is that because there's so much change,
mm-hmm.
like I am the product. Like
when
I'm a technician, I'm selling myself to the consumers in their home.
Yeah.
To the maintenance men on commercial sites.
Right.
Even in education.
Yeah.
You are coming to max class. Right. And so it's important to put a positive spin on everything, to be outgoing, to be energetic, to be a very kind, caring energy, because we're in a school. Mm. It's supposed to be a safe place for people to come in there and express things and learn in closed doors and have adult conversations in adult education.
Yeah.
So to me, that's part of the product. Not selling you an educational pipe dream or whatever. I'm just selling you me.
Yeah.
And wherever that takes you in your career, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I have a small little piece in that story.
You're an awfully wise dude, man.
That's what education is. It's awesome.
Like one of the wisest men that I know, Tom Tebbe, he actually worked with us, is now semi-retired.
Yeah.
So he's helped coaching me as I've started to do this kind of thing. Because this was a little uncomfortable for me. I mean, this it got me out of my skin doing these kind of podcasts and, you know, being out in front of people. And we were having a conversation one day and he said, So, young man, how do you feel about sales and selling things to people? And I was like, oh, I'm not into sales. He said, I want you to understand that for the rest of your life and everything previous in your life, you have been selling. You've been selling yourself to everyone around you. The first time that you met that person that caught your eye, you're trying to sell yourself to that person.
Yeah.
The first time that you went to that job, you're trying to sell yourself to that employer. And the rest of your life, you are your own product that you're going to be marketing to the world. And I went, I'd never thought about that. I was just like 2 years ago. So with you saying that, that mean that you're right.
Yeah. It, I mean, I had an old timer put his arm around me and kind of feed me a version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it never left, ever.
Yeah.
So when we talk about going into people's homes or people's businesses, it kind of falls in line with integrity.
Yeah, 100%.
And all the stuff that comes with that. So
yeah.
I take that very seriously, and it's something I pride myself on and push out there to the students I have.
Right? Yeah.
I may not be the smartest or the best wrench turner or the most outgoing, outspoken, but I am the most genuine.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel great.
It does.
Right?
To just be yourself, wear crazy hats and costumes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But bring knowledge along with that, right?
I mean, that is that's the ace up the sleeve, right? You have to also be good at this a little bit.
You can't just go out and be a clown and expect everyone's going to come enjoy your class. They're going to enjoy it, but they may not come back, you know?
Right.
But once they have that fun, and then they actually learn from it, and they walk away and they go, oh, dang, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed doing this stuff.
One of the best compliments that we ever get from our students on the product that we deliver is that they are tired at the end of our 4 hours. That's a great compliment and a great pride that I get from them is that they are tired, not physically.
Yeah.
Because they're in school. They don't turn wrenches.
Right.
Being mentally tired.
You mentally force fed them.
That's it.
Yeah. It's like, here's the garden hose. I'm going to crank the pressure up, but hold on.
Yeah, come on. Let's have fun.
Right.
Let's do some experiments, and then let's talk about why we're doing them.
Yeah.
What we're trying to get you to understand. You know, look, it can go a million different ways, but, you know, why is this water boiling and we didn't put any heat on it?
Ooh,
you know?
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Make them think outside of the box and start going, okay, this is not what I thought it was. This is like me in a career.
Yeah.
You know, I get to use my brains to do something.
It's really cool. I mean, it really is. And field techs out there that think they can, they should.
Yeah.
And just give it a try. You can always go back to turning wrenches.
That's exactly
They're gonna
right.
always need you doing that.
That's what I said about this job. People are like, so how was this gonna go, right? How far are you taking this? I'm riding this sucker out until I gotta go back to turning wrenches.
There you go. I think you'll be okay because your heart's in the right place, right?
And you know, all right, so let me ask you this. So
yes,
I have this like personal belief in our industry that, and it's probably other industries, but I like to talk about mine. I think that those that have like servant hearts are the ones that like excel in this industry, like that truly enjoy serving other human beings, doing good for other people. You just thrive in this industry.
I agree. But I just think for me, those are the people I tend to gravitate to the most anyway.
Yeah.
Just people who are kind in their spirit.
Yeah.
And want to really kind of, I know it's cliche, but like, customer service, but like actually being somebody's like, what's the phrase I say to the student? Like, I'm yours until we're done.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for the time and knowledge.
Yeah.
So it's multi-leveled. I'm not getting it out the right way, but like taking a consumer by the hand and guiding them through all these processes, not just throwing them into a 16 SEER equipment
or
anything
exactly.
like that, but explaining to them how heat pumps are supposed to function and why you're not supposed to call us because you see ice outside.
Yeah.
Right? Not all the time.
Right.
Just little things like that.
Yep.
The people part is the most important part.
I think so.
Because I think at the end of everything that we do, all the fun, the hats and the laughing and the turning wrenches, what it boils down to is it's not an air conditioning business, not a refrigeration business.
No.
It's a people business.
It's a people business, isn't it?
At the end of the day, whether it's in education or the customer service part in residential or with maintenance men in commercial.
Yeah.
It's all people interacting and just being nice people.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the good things about the trade.
I do too.
I think it is.
Took me a long time to figure that out. I thought it was just because I like to fix stuff, but it wasn't. It's like, I like to fix stuff for people.
Yeah. And just be helpful.
Yeah.
And have a servant's heart and kind of service over self. And there's a lot of things in the trade that are positive that it brings those out. And so, any technicians should dabble in the teaching part of it. You might find that you like it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right?
You might find the feedback that you get from students is invaluable, mm-hmm. where they come up to you and they tell you things like, you know, thank you for helping me with this or with that. And it's, you got to tell them, listen, I'm a small piece in that.
Yeah.
You got up and came to school every day.
Yeah.
You studied. So therefore, when it's time for an employer to ask a question about who's that person,
yeah,
all I'm doing is directing them to somebody who did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
From the get-go.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
So the servant heart is something that's in the best people in general. Mm-hmm. You could have left HVAC off of
that. That is true too, isn't it though? Yeah. You know, Eugene Silverstein, I think he kind of sums that up for me the best. He said there's two types of educators, but it's really, it's like there's two types of people. There's two types.
Get it out. He said it last night.
I know.
Income and outcome.
Yeah. So, you know, it's you teach for the income.
Yeah.
Or you teach for the outcome. It's just like life. You do life for the income or you do life for the outcome, right?
I say a version of that to my students. I say at the end of the day, all these jobs pay the same. Not enough.
Dang.
Right. Not enough.
Not enough.
So what's going to get you out of bed?
Right.
Whether you have fun and you love what you do.
Yeah. And that does. It gets you up. I mean, it truly does.
What makes the conference so thrilling is that most everybody here kind of feels the same way.
They do.
That's why they're here, right?
That's why they're here to work week, about this.
Right? So it's being around a bunch of people who love what they do, are passionate about what they do.
Yep.
Teachers that are putting presentations together that are pushing the industry forward.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Yeah. It's one of the coolest things. I can't throw enough appreciation on you guys for that, for coming out here and being a part of this and seeing everybody in action do their thing, seeing you dressed up. Realizing I'm not the only one that does stuff like that, you know?
This conference is what, like, that made me.
Yeah.
When I got asked if I'd be interested in teaching, I came out of the field, took a huge pay cut, got in that class for the first time, and I was lost. So they sent me here. And I came here after that first year, and it was like, oh my gosh. Like, when I was in the field, I knew my tools. I had my tool bag.
Right.
I knew every tool in that sucker and I knew how to use it and it was going to make me money and I was going to make a good life and I was going to change people's lives. When I got in the classroom, I was like, where'd my tools go?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I had to relearn all them tools and that's what this conference did for me. So yeah, dude, I am so grateful that you're here.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
This is where I think it all begins for us as educators, like finding those new tools. And I highly encourage like every tech that's out there. Like you've been in the field for a while, you're getting comfortable in your skin. You might be starting to get a little bit bored with what you're doing. It might be time to give back.
Yeah, it might be time for the next challenge.
Yep,
the next challenge. Because I can guarantee you one thing for certain: no 2 days are the same.
Mm-hmm.
No two questions are the same.
Yep.
And it is a much different animal to understand it and to be able to re-deliver it to somebody.
Yeah.
On their level.
Yeah.
It's easy to talk to techs, right?
Because
techs got
we talk the same language.
Same language. Two choices.
Yeah.
You're going to take this information or you're going to get out of my van.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Remember those days?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Can't do that in the schoolroom.
No.
Can't do that. That's not an option.
You have to be successful.
You have to. So you have to deliver it, water it down, filter it, whatever it takes, so that that student, which is our customer, gets out of that chair and leaves with something more than they came with.
Damn.
Huge challenge, right? But that's part of, I don't know how you are in the field, but not backing down from any challenges at all.
This is
I will stay at this unit for 12 hours until they come.
There will be a solution.
There's something.
Yeah.
Hammer maintenance is going to get it done.
Yeah.
It's whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of that same mentality. The same mentality where you just figure it out on the job.
Yeah.
And if you're that person that's genuine about it, you're not going to put a product out there that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you will find yourself at places like this where you can get the industry standard information. Keep going. Keep pushing.
Keep going. Keep pushing. That's the name of this podcast.
Pull another young fella up, young lady up, and keep the craft going because it's been good to all of us, right?
It has been good.
It's been good. Thank you, sir.
Mac,
it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure, my friend.
I've been waiting to meet you for a while,
dude. We're gonna be yakking all the time after this. You know that.
I've been watching online what you've been doing for a long time.
All right.
Long time.
We'll be doing more of this stuff together, I guarantee it.
I hope so.
All right, everyone. Hang in. Check out what's going on. Where can they find you on social media?
That HVAC Mac. That's it. One word like Prince. It's not as handsome or as talented.
Fire, buddy.
You can also find me in Dallas, Texas at a local trade school.
The local trade school. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.